sheet was on off top of the page. Tachas kanofov, tachas kanfik susoi. It's there amongst the corners of his garments. It got lost inside of the garment and it can't get out. So Yeshiv Mashamro, Kane, you're allowed to keep it like that. You don't have to make an opening for it. Then you're just maintaining it as is. That is comparable to the case of Lenoelis Basel, the Cholodim Oysen Kane, people do that. Mapis is Mavikea Mursa, a person makes an opening in a Mursa, which is a Kitura, which is a Kaitura, which is a boil. And Masa Lepet, if it's to make an opening. But the Sefta Tani Hachi, the Sefta quotes like this. Even the Kofa, Velasis Lepet, Kader Shad Roifim, I'm not sure the word, the Kofa means to make a, take off a layer. To make an opening, you make an opening to put medicine inside. Pesach, you made an opening. One shot. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the tikkun of the maka is, but I know they talk about it. I'm not sure exactly what that means. You want to take out the pus. You're not really concerned. You don't want to maintain it as an ongoing opening. You just want to let it relieve the pressure now. And if it closes up again, that's fine. Yeah, it is a form of healing. We'll see the next parak when refuah is mutter. Potter, mutter. Dein kan tikkun. It's not considered that you made any tikkun in the item itself. Rabbanan namer logozuba shvus mishum tzara. The chama should have asked it, but they didn't because of the. In order to relieve the pain involved. Machash al-yad, you've got to take a needle, nitelis b'Shabbos, you've got to use it on Shabbos, leave the boz of kurtz and take out the kurtz. That's comparable to the case of the pos, the mitzayar lay, which is causing him pain. When he doesn't mind if afterwards it closes up. You've got to go do that. Machash al-yad, what is machash al-yad? Kama. Or semicolon. Now, machash ya, what is that? He machash a turban, but begodim, we refer to it as that's what we used to sew clothing with. Why is it called machash yad? Mishum de katoni, behadoa, beshal sak, liftach bosadelis. Karale lahai machash yad. The other one was the needle which is used to sew sackcloth, which is much larger. An example the Mishnah gave for that was to use to sort of like use as a key. To stick into the lock and jiggle around and open it up. So refer to this as machash al-yad. Karish al-cheris, you make a bowl out of earthenware. Kaifin l'chachila, you're allowed to be kaifed. You're allowed to cover it over. Veloshi achabas, and obviously not the point is not that he's going to extinguish the lamp, but it should block the flames from hitting the beam. The point of the brisa was that you're moving the kli to save the beam, which the beam itself is something which you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. It's a kli nitzel that serves dover shena nitzel. Alakar shel tishach, you're allowed to put the kli on top of the scorpion that shouldn't bite. Avagav the memela mitzel, even though it's going to be caught. That's still mutter. The logic for that is either because it's machash and it's yichul gufa, and we're it's going like Rishimah, we're matter the case of because of the potential start of the scorpion bite, or the sakana of the scorpion bite according to Yehuda. Or alternatively, it's ein b'minanitza. It's not something which is normally captured, caught to use. So it's only derbanan because of that. Okay. Hadron lachari. Shmona shrotzim hamurda b'tara. Atzadon b'cheva b'henaschaya. B'shar shkotzim b'ramashim b'cheva b'henapater. Atzadon atzarech ischaya. B'shal atzarech ispater. So any one of these types of the shrotzim with the small little animals. If a person does the act of Seder to, in order to use it, so he's chayiv, like Rav Shimon.
And if not,
he would not be chayiv according to Rav Shimon, because it's mochav yedetzich lagufa. Okay, but we're going to differentiate in the case where he's it makes a chabura in it, which means like that he hits it and leaves a type of a bruise where the blood does not actually flow out. So that's what makes the difference when we said chayvel. So by the Shrona Shrotzim, chayvel is chayiv. By other Shrotzim, chayvel is not chayiv. And we're going to differentiate, and the more is going to differentiate why that's, explain why that's so. Rashi will touch on it a little bit. Let's see. Okay, now, then the Mishnah continues, a chayiv oif shebir shusay, a regular, you know, the larger animals, chayivs ad oif, which are ready in his rishus, so there at sudden potter, you're ready, they're ready caught, so there's no malach of tzedek anymore, but a chayiv oif shebir shusay, whether a chavol is chayiv. That's what closely Bisham and Bishillel. Bishillel said it's mutter to have it, but
to keep it
trapped.
Ready to trap.
Correct. So that the person not doing person himself is not doing anything on Shabbos. Shmona Shrotzim Zekarash Echelav Achbor, etc. Those are the Pesukim of Yikra. The Torah mentions eight Shrotzim. Over there, it's talking about Tuma. So Atzor and Chaya B'Shevimino Nitzit. These are things which people do trap for, to use them for their skin, their furs, etc. And therefore there would be seid on them. B'chavu b'hed is chayv. So Rashi says, what is unique about these? Mor says, yesh lehen or ken refarsh v'gemorta. They have an or. They have a skin. As opposed to the other ones where we deal with the skin, whatever they have, the skin is not considered halachically as a skin. Why is that significant? Rabbi Chabur Shein Chuzeris, Rabbi told the Shochet. So when we get see the Gemara, we'll see a little more clearly. One understanding the malacha you're dealing with here is a tolda of the malacha of Shochet, which is Netil Sashama. So the act of bruising it in a way that the blood will not go back to its place. So that would be a tolda of Netil Sashama, of Shochet. So if you bruise an animal which doesn't have a skin and no blood comes out, we have to assume that nothing significant has happened and the blood will go back to its place, because what's holding the blood from coming out? There's no skin there blocking it. If you do Kabbalah on an animal which has a skin and it doesn't come out, we say, well, that just means that it hasn't come out yet because the skin is blocking it. So we're going to say if we see a bruise on a animal which has a skin, we're assuming that there was something where the blood was actually displaced, and the reason why it hasn't actually physically left the animal is because the aura is blocking it. But as far as the animal is concerned, that blood is not going to be reabsorbed, as opposed to the other type of animal which doesn't have an aura, that would be otherwise. Levia is from one of his rebbeim. I think something a Levi was also referred to as Levia. Lishachrina second pshat kim the yesh lehen or nitzba haor bedam. The reason why having skin is significant because now the color of the skin changes through the dam. Hanitzara, which the blood which gathers there. Vichayev, he changed the gersa to vichayev. Mishum tseveya. If there's no ore, there's not being surveyed anything. There's nothing to color. If you recall, we had this discussion before in Davayin Hei and Aleph. Even Shechet itself, the more Shaila is there, the Malach of Tzviya, it's coloring the meat. The red, the blood is coloring the meat, so it looks more fresh. And people would want that. Because it looks more, it's obvious to people that it's freshly shechted, so it's fresh meat, so you can sell it better. Is there a malach of tzeveya on that also, on that? going to last, menachoshim, akrabim, worms, snakes, scorpions, potter, the ain, or they don't have skin. Shalitzar potter, dain b'mino nitzit. And Rashi, the reason why it's potter is because it's ain b'mino nitzit. These are not things that people normally capture to use them. Now, Tosfos says Rashi is really putting together two different points. Whether it's been a nitzit or not, if you're not doing the act of seder to use it, it's called a nitzit l'gufa. Even a nitzit is a different argument. Is it something which is normally trapped or not, and that b'chlal, does the malacha apply to it or not? Yeah. If you snap the mosquito?
Yeah.
No, if it bleeds, actually bleeds and the blood comes, the whatever.
Your blood.
No, the same, but whatever the animal is, if you kill the animal, that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about, we're talking about making a wound, a bruise.
Yeah.
Right? Well, someone talks about two things, but I mean, you're discussing the bruising issue. Right? If you kill it, you killed it. The question is, you want to catch it, so, right? So, most persons say that in the case where there was, like the case of the akrab, which is there's danger involved. So a case where there was, you know, the mosquitoes were, I think there was some person said when they was West Nile virus, or one of them, you know, which was being, was, huh?
Yeah, that was recent.
No, that was a while back. There was. It was in the '80s in New York that his mosquitoes were carrying some type of a new virus, which they didn't, you know, there was real medical concerns. So he said, well, then we're going to the Bakrish Latisha. If you see a mosquito, you can put a cup over it; it shouldn't bite you. You know, that would go into that. Or the Puskim say, if you have a person who has an allergic reaction to bees, danger, you know, so there are a lot of, put, you know, in your sukkah, you're allowed to put your cup over the bee to stop it from biting you. That's clear. If it's not that level, if it's just a question of pain, that's not so clear whether that's mutter or not. You can't say that they're already caught. Now, the definition of what it means, yesh lehen or, the more is going to grapple with that, what it means they have or not. So the more mitoni, the chov ben chai, mechlal the islahu or. We're dealing with things which have an or. So man tana, who's the tana which says that all of these eight shrotim have something which halachically would be understood as or. Amr Shmuel says Rabbi Yechem and Nurihi. The tana we learned himself at schoolin. Rabbi Yechem and Nuri Amr Shmuel shrotim yesh lehen oris. They have skin. Now, the discussion over there, Rashi points out, is of Gabi Hichlus Tuma, so that the flesh of the animal has a dentuma. By the larger animals, it's a kezias. The smaller animals, dead animals, the shear is the size of a kedasha, the size of a lentil. What about if you have such a size piece of the ore? Is that considered boser? Or not? So, the chum over there say that that's considered baser. That's the same din as the baser. The or and the baser are the difference is not significant enough. Then halach is not. It's still called baser. And Rechman Rish says no, the baser is baser, and the skin is called or. It's a different thing. So we'll not have it in tumah. Tosfos does point out that there is a gemara over there. Which says the or shel egel harach, you have a newborn calf. Its skin has a din like baser because it's still edible. It's still can be. It's so soft and it still can be eaten, and it has a din tumah on it. So obviously by Shabbos nobody's going to argue by Shabbos that that's not considered or that doesn't have a halacha of chayvul. So you see the Morris comparison to the two is going to be difficult. What's the Morris comparison? Um, So that's Tosis's problem. Tosis gets an answer, but that's Tosis's issue. Assuming right now that the Mora feels that they're synonymous, so the time of the Mishnah is obviously is the Rechem and Nuri, not the Chachamim who said that the Or of the Shana Shvatzim is not like Bas. It is yes like Bas. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So Shmuel said it's Rechem and Nuri. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, the name of Rav, says I feel Tamer Rabbanot. I come up figure about the later Bjerchanon but Nuri Yellow than Yatuma. They argue the Gabi Tuma, they say that the Or is not considered like Basar. Bjerchan Nuri says the Or is not considered like Basar, and they say that the Or is yes considered like Basar. This Siv Ela Hatzmeim Lachem, the Rabbis sure is saying, keep sorrow, there's a special pasuk to the Marba that the Or is Tame like the Basar is Tame. Abelinian Shabbos, the Philo Rabbanan Baidu, regards to Shabbos, however, the Chumman could agree that they have a din of Or, and therefore there's a din of Chabu Ben Chayiv. Zakrashi, Shimon Shotim Yisham Aris, Polagat Rabbanan, Dami Barroitiv, the name of the parak is Or, Barroitiv, it talks about the lochas of Or, and Roitiv is like the gravy, the liquids which you, when you cook it, what's produced over there, what's halachas they have of tumo. It says, so the mission says, halacha hakayach v'halatoa b'chemet ereseyan metamen v'kadasha kipsaron. Chumim argue, they don't argue on all eight of the shrotim, they argue on four of the shrotim, and they say, by these four, I have no idea what their English names are, the anoka, the kayach, the latoa usually says a lizard, and the chemet, a mole I think they usually say. The Chum said over there that the Or over there is Metama Bekadasha Kibisar, and has a din of Tumas Basar Sheretz, which the Sheretz Kadash. And Alma Hani Arbu Les Luhor. So the Chum is saying these four don't have a din of Or. And Rechem Nuri says, no, all eight have a din of Or. And that's our Mishnah, all eight have a din of Or. Chum says, no. Ela Tameim Lechem, it says Basar Hanaka Balakarach Ksib, after it wrote those four, it wrote Ela Tameim Lechem, the Shinan Heyesera. Tatzmeim l'rabbis shereseyin kipsorin. So it says the extra hay to tell me that the Or also has a din tuma, and then it says k'siv ela l'mutei hanach the krua kama akel rabach rabatzov that over there. So we remember that some of them are saying is kipsorin, and then but only these as opposed to ones written in the first pasuk with those not. Those or is not kibbutzer, and there's no dintum on the or, and these we have an extra pasuk. Ha tameim, the tameim, but even these things, even the skin is also tum. Filler bottom bottom, the yeshem the or, but by Shabbos the chumash say it does have an or. Till do more. When you Shabbos loy pligi, you tell me they don't argue by Shabbos. That means you're saying the guy, you Rav are telling me that the chumash say that the guy by Shabbos it has a din of or. The Gabi Tuma, it has a din of Basar. I have a Tanya, Hatzor Echemish and Ashrotzim and Mordor Betara, Achabu Behen, and Sky of Dibir Bierchem and Nuri. So, set over here is not so significant. It means the person who had caught one and now he's Chayvel in it. So, he's Chayv, because they have Or, and therefore there's a din of Chayvel. Bechomim Armim, Ein Or, Elon Lamashim, and Achachomim. So, there's only Or. To the ones that Chum have listed, which means that these do not have Or, and they do not have Or, so Chum of Ben is going to be Putter. Verse 1 second. Adarabba, the Masha Manach Chumim, Ein Lem Or. The list you're referring to, the only list where the more actually starts saying names, is that list over there, the things which do not have Or. You're telling me only the things that Chum listed have Or. Right? So that's not correct. Let's do some other list that we don't know about. But assuming that we know that the list we're talking about, it's not good. So Amar Abai explains that this shot in the Bryce in the following way. Hachikamar. Ein or choluk mi baser ela mashal emonu chachamim. So the chachamim make the list of the ones which are listed are the ones which the Chachamim say that the or is kibasar, and the other ones, or is chalak mi basar. The or is different than the basar. The basar is basar, and the or is different. Only the ones that Chachamim did not list, just double, we're all double negatives. Only the ones that the Chachamim did not list are the ones that the or is not like the basar. The ones that Chachamim listed, the or is yeah like the basar. But you're telling me over here that the or and the basar are separate, and therefore there's a din of chayvul. One second. Only some of them, the ones of the eight, four of the Chachamim listed and said the or is like basar, which means that there's no or. And four of the Chachamim that did not list, those are the ones that the or is not like basar. There we agree with you, but only by those four, not by the other four. But the actual words were not we're referring to the list of what they did say, not what they what of the omissions. The Rabba says we would have to correct the price in the following way. Ain or matamakibasar elamashaman hachamim, that or is only like basar. The ones that come and listed, but means the ones that come and not list. We agree the or is not like Basar, and there is a din of chayvul. But the ones that come and listed, the or is like Basar, and there's no din chayvul. Verse says one second. Rava's shot is difficult. Why? The Morris says the way Rechmanuri holds all eight have it in or, and the or is not like Basi. Rechmanuri is saying Lagabi Shabbos, therefore a chavu in the sky. Chachamim come along according to Rava's version and say that the only ones which the or is matamik kibasar are the ones that the Chachamim listed. In other words, that phrase usually responds to, you said all of them the or is like the basar. No. Only these the or is like the basar. That's when you would say that type of response. It means you're having a Rechem Anuri in your version saying all eight of them or is like basar. Well, as a matter of fact, Rechmanuri holds all eight of them or is not like Basar. So how could the Chum respond that type of response to that Rechmanuri? It's more saying, you're telling me Mechal Rechmanuri Hanach Nami Dilemon Chachamim Mitamin, the or is yes Mitame. Ketan Rechmanuri Armer Cheshrotzim Yeshnam Aris V'loi Mitamin. So how could you say that what the Chum's phrase was, that's not the proper response to Rechmanuri's Shita? Okay, so Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna, three tzachi. So this is how you have to present the version of the price. This is how you have to correct it. Chum Rav Rav Lenya Tuma, Ein Or, Lema Shemana Chachamim. So, Chachamim say that regards to Tuma, there is not Or. And which ones are the ones that Chachamim said? Which then, what the Mora has done over here is answered the kasha which we asked before at the same finding pshat. It's also answered the kasha because we're claiming the Gabi Shabbos, they don't argue. Here with the Gabi Shabbos, the Chumash seem to be arguing. But Rav Ada Bar Masna says that the correct gears of the Braisa is the Chumash saying, yes, the Gabi Shabbos, but we want to point out the Gabi Tuma, things are different. Okay, that we can live with. So Shabbos and Tuma are different. So Rashi, L'mashem and Chachamim, B'shchid the Schulin, Elo Shavasein Kipsoran, whatever it says over there, M'shat the Schulin, these are the ones which the Or and the Basar are the Or is like the Basar, but Vare Mishabeshi, that obviously cannot be understood properly, as written. Because Arab, L'mashem and Chachamim, Ein Lehem Or, the Or is saying Kipsoran, they hold that it doesn't have a din of Or, it's considered like Basar. So he makes a double negative. that it's not the that which you say the or and Bosser are different, you differentiate, and therefore it has or is only on the ones that the Chachamim did not list. Means the Chachamim, ones the Chachamim did list, the or is not like the or is not different than the Bosser, the or is like the Bosser, and it is Matam. And the Gabi Shabbos, it's no good. Chalav Achmer Matzavin Tishamas. The four which the Chachamim did not mention is Chalav Achmer Matzavin Tishamas. I will knock a kach while the Torah will come in. And the Urach, Urban Chalav Mipsarin. So, the Chachamim say the Gabi Shabbos is not a considered Chabura. Shmami Noah. So basically, we pointed out that means Rav who says the Chomer Moira by Shabbos is not correct. Well, the Mashamar Chachamim Chomer Loitoyi Tana Ben Monu Luloy Monu. You're saying that we have to correct the gears of the Brayser. Whoever was quoting over this Brayser would not make that type of mistake. So therefore, Rav says Ein Or Matamik Yibaster Vachar Kamri. So what is exactly the Chum is saying? The Kamar to Linyan Shabbos Yesh Lem Or, that was the Gabi Shabbos David in of Or. Abla Yin Tuma or a Seren Kim Soron. The Gabi Tuma you say Or, but Gabi Tuma the Or is not like the Basar. We're saying no. The Gabi Tuma the Or is like the Basar. Yin Tuma or Seren Kim Soron the Yisrami Miyad Tameyim. That at least some of them are different. There is Tum. Of those, only four of them, the Or is like Basar. So Morris says, Mechlad Rebbechon is an argument with that, but to me, it's a question. Tony Halsim Gabi Tuma, the Chol Cheshratzim, the Rebbech Rindari, Yesh Dan Arvis, and there's no Din Tuma on the Or. Tritzachi. Some Mibraisa Ella. So Rada Ramasa takes the word Ella out. So Chomer not saying, listen, you started making, you made the list too big. It's only these. That's what Ella would mean. We're limiting your list, because his list and the Chomer's list are polar opposites. Takes with Ella, but Tony, Ein Or Lamasha Mona Chachamim. There's no Din Or on those who the Chachamim listed, but that's a true statement. The Chachamim hold that always the Or is like Basar. And there's no Din Or. Oh, so one second, it's still Kasha and Rav then. But the Rav, the Grashi, Umil, the Rav, Loi Tikshi, Rav says that Shabbos is different. The Rech Menuri starts out talking about Shabbos, and then we end the Chachamim saying, well, you know, by the way, no. It's different. What's it? It's different than Gabi Shabbos. So they're discussing Tuma. Some more says the Mila Rablik Tikshi. Why? So we'd explain the following way. Lin Shabbos, Medina Lachad, the Gabi Shabbos, we agree with you. Because the Gabi that they have a din of Or. And therefore, there's a din of Makkah, of Chayvah. But, why we want to point out that's not true when you get to Tumah. I mean, in Tumah, Pligya, Dain Or, Lois, and Dalit Shimon. There's no din Or for those which have been, those four, they have a din like Boss. Something more. Moore says Bakati still Linyan Shabbos Loi Pligi. You're telling me so far we have the Chomim being murdered through to Rebech Manuri Gabi Shabbos that the Or is not like Basar, and therefore there isn't an Or and therefore there isn't a Chayvel. That's not so simple, because Batanya we learned in a Raisa Atzorech Mechesh Rotzim Hamorim Batara Chavu Heneskayim. But the Bryce explains Bishrotzim Shein Yesh Tamoris, all the Shrotzim have Oris. Ve'ezahi Chabur Shein Chazeris. What's the example? What are we referring to when we say Chabur Shein Chazeris? Nitzer Adam Abishal Yotzim. So the Bryce says it explicitly means that the blood is pooled there, but it hasn't come out. That's what we're referring to. It's under the skin. Rechem and Nuri Amr Cheshrotzim Yesh Lemaris. They have it in or. Now we're talking about Shabbos. So Chamer arguing under Rechem and Nuri by Shabbos. Okay. So the Kashan Rav Amar Vashi Man Tanakam over here is Rabbi Yehuda. This is no the Tanakam over here is not the Chum. The Chum could agree to Rechem and Nuri that Shabbos it has a din of or, and it's considered a Chabola. Who is the Tan of this price over here is Rabbi Yehuda. The Ozer Brasa Gishta he goes based on thickness. Rehuda says that the Latoa, the same way Bechulda, you hold that it has a din of or, Chomer has a din of or. So, regards to Chulda also, Rehuda says it has a din like or, because it's thick. It's a thicker layer. Morris says, okay. Our bottom of the Pligi,
so he only has two?
Well, there's four. There's a list of four. There's four which have a din of or, and then there's four which we had the machloikis. Rechem and Nuri says all eight have a din of or, and not Boston. Comes along and Rehuda says the Chacham says no. Four of them have a din of or, four of them do not have a din of Boston. That's the last four. Then comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even though I agree with you in principle, the four and the four, but one of the second four, it has a din like the first four, so it's really five and three. Halatzah is kechult. So Rashi says, "But our rabbanon the pligi olay the rechem and the intuma olay in Shabbos is moed olay." So, but they the gabi Shabbos they are moed. Yehachi hi diber rechem and nuri umach luftoi mi boy olay. So. When it says the Rabbi Yechem and Nuri Yomer or Dibri Rechem and Nuri, whatever the gears you have is, it should have said Rabbi Yechem and Nuri and those and his sparring partner, the one who's arguing with him over there, the Chachamim. So Morris says, okay, fine, turn to Rabbi Yechem and Nuri Umachluk. You want to say that? My Bryce, I'll tell you that it said that. How do we know that the definition of a chabura, the gabi Shabbos, that should be having a chabura, is a tzeinu chazeres? Obviously, again, if the blood spills out, that's over here. We're talking about a case where they made a bruise, and so we could argue that that's not the malach of nitzilas neshama. Didn't take it out; it'll go back. It'll be absorbed back in eventually. So how do you know the definition of chabura is, or maybe not? Meiser, right now you made a bruise. So how do we know the definition of the of a bruise? The gabi hilchos chiyuv on Shabbos depends on the fact that it the blood will not be reabsorbed. Without what? Killing it is not a shiloh. That's not our issue. If you kill it, you killed it. That's called the nitzilas neshama. The chiddush over here is a wound is also wounding. It is also called nitzilas neshama. So what we say we're defining the definition of a wound that is called nitzilas neshama is that it's the act of taking out the blood is irreplaceable. It's not irreplaceable. It's irreversible. That what you took out is gone. So if it made it bleed, it bled. But if it didn't bleed. So we're saying that's also called the malach of chayvul. Why? Because it doesn't go back. How do we know that through the definition? Maybe you tell me a bruise is a bruise. It's also chay. Any bruise is chay. That's what we're grappling with. L'ksiv, hayapoich kushi aroi. Can the kushi change his skin? V'nomer chabar buroisov. Can the leopard change his chabar buroisov? My chabar buroisov. What does it mean, his chabar buroisov? Ilema, the koi rikmi, rikmi is referring to his spots, you know, his different colors of his skin. Hi, the phrase should have been v'nomer, hi, nomer v'chabar b'risov, nomer gavonov miboyle. The language of the puzzle would usually be the nomer can't change its colors. That's what that would mean. El, what does it mean? It means, it's referring to actual wounds, that the wounds which he's got. So it's saying, El kikushi ma'ur, the kushi enoch hazeres, av chabura enoch hazeres. It's referring to the, can you take away your wounds that you've gotten in your fights over the time? So, but the definition of a wound is something which is irreversible. Rashi. B'shrosim sheish l'maris, the price says, loisin dal shalom mono. The four which the Chacham listed, they hold over saying kipsor. The other four, we agree that they have an or. Nitzar adam, nesef and nikshar b'mokim echad, shubay n'chayshav and hiv. Once it pulls in one place, it doesn't get absorbed again. Mat harakam adahach masnisa, the omer shrosim sheish l'maris, the mashal yesh mehen depatu. That the Tanakhama says by Shabbos, well, it depends if it has or not. One second. We said everybody agrees by Shabbos it has an or. It's always chayiv. Who's that? That's Rav Yehuda. The Linyan Tuma, lo yolef me'ela tameyim. He doesn't learn how to prepare the tameyim because if he would, he wouldn't be able to put one of the later ones back with the earlier ones. He only learns me'ela tameyim, ela hu de le isle gishta. So he limits, based on Svara, the application of what you do with the word Eila Tamei. So he says it depends. What is Gishta? The ones which you tell me you're excluding Eila, that these the Or is Kibosr. These the Or is not Kibosr. What's these that the Or is not Kibosr? The ones which I have a thick layer. Sha'ara av yeshloi or mamish ena kibos. That's I agree with you. That's not kibos. Okay. Mishaino av. It's not thick. Habi yes kibos. And therefore v'halato shum the ara av mashale kichula. So you're therefore he says that the halato, which let's say we'll call it a lizard, if you want to say lizard. It has a thick enough layer that it has the same thing as the chulda, that the aura is not like the boss. Barber right. That's more than perka barber right. Hilka. Linyan Shabbos Nami. Lav orhu b'sholosh mehen. So he's saying that, so of the four, one of them I hold the has it in aura, and the guy be Shabbos, chayim will be chayim. And three of them not? Shabbos nami lav or who b'sholosh mehen anoka kach b'chaimet. Avol rabbanon the or b'reitiv shemono halatoa b'hachshar saying kibsoron. So they say that the toa, even though it's thicker, its or is yes like boser. Amot tamay olam mishum or v'lav or. They're not going and throw what is or and what's not or. Elam mishum the drasha the kroa linyan tuma. It's a pasuk. That's it. So that pasuk is said by tuma. El Mishum Dosh Rekolin Yitzumu the Pligi Mishum Kroa Avolin Yin Shabbat Moed of the Vare Orhen. No, I agree it's an or, but Gabi Tumu the Pasuk it's Tamei anyway. Divrei Rechem Anuri the Tani Vahi Brisa the Leil Yin Shabbos Kim Loi Pligi Rabban it says Loshan Divrei Rechem Anuri the Chakim Loi Pligi Rabban Leil they don't argue El Yin Tumu to Divrei Rechem Anuri Umachluta Mi Boyle the Gabi Shabbos it should mention that the Chum agree. Now the chabur shenach chazeres and melech dahid the chazeres lav chabur he so much as it does the bud gets reabsorbed. It's not a chabur. Gern hanach the ein lem aris shenitzer by adam chabur asoy chazeres lekad musoy. If it bled, it actually bled, but it didn't bleed, and there's nothing really stopping it from coming out. So must be we have to assume that it's not really going. It's not nothing. It didn't really bleed to the point that it won't be reabsorbed. Um, Or another example would be a mach ketan which doesn't have a pool of dam. So if it means ilam in the karikmi rikmi benomer mamish amar kara shuman numer begavonim, referring to an actual leopard, and it's referring to the different colors of the leopards to say that. Ella, no, that's not what it means. Ella kakushi behind nomer lashon, it doesn't mean, it's not referring to a leopard at all. Lashon tumura, referring to a change. Hayapa kushi oroi v'nomer chaburei sov. It's a verb, not it's not a noun. Can the kushi change its or? Can the chusi exchange its wounds? His wounds. Clever. V'yomir chaburei oroi. Can he exchange the wounds? Lachsa the kamusa, which means something exchange. It means to go back. Can he change them to go back to where they came from? Ella. No, so Shlo Yiskasha Ha'or B'mokha Maka, he wants to stop it once you have a maka there so that the skin hardens. Can he stop that process? Can he make it go back? Can't make it go back. Okay, we'll hold over here.